Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. I'm your host, Leslie Ann. This episode is all about one of the buzzwords that's going around right now in the fitness and nutrition world, accountability. I'm sure you've heard it. We're going to talk about accountability because I think a lot of us are using a definition of accountability that doesn't really work in terms of fitness and nutrition and us actually reaching the results that we want. I made a change to my business recently, to one of the programs that we run after Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And one of the things that so many of our clients said after this change was implemented was, I'm really going to miss the accountability. But here's the thing. With the old model that we were running, there was no accountability, which made me realize, holy cow, I don't think people actually know what accountability means. Do I even know what accountability means? So basically, for the last week or two, I've been giving myself a crash course on accountability. I've been doing a ton of reading, a ton of research, and I've found out some pretty interesting things about accountability, and it really isn't what I thought it was. So I'm excited to have this conversation with you guys because I think it's going to move everyone forward, us and you. And I really think it is a sharp contrast from what a lot of people define as accountability in the fitness and nutrition world. I think there's this huge misconception that belonging equals transformation, that belonging is accountability, and it's not. What do I mean by that? I mean, this idea that just buying a gym membership, hiring a coach, joining some online program, like having the Gold's Gym 24-hour fitness, Planet Fitness keychain, you know, on your keys, that is going to equal the transformation that you want. Look, I joined a gym. Look right here. I'm a member. I belong. Well, that's not really how it works. There's a lot that has to happen between you buying that membership and actually getting to the result that you want. But when you join the gym, they pitch it to you as belonging equals transformation. You know, look at all these things that you're going to do with this key tag. Now that you're a member, you have access to all these things. But if you look at the statistics, the vast majority of people who buy gym memberships, who belong to health clubs, don't actually use the facility, or they use it once a week, or even less than that, maybe once or twice a month. So that's not really the business model that I want for myself. That's not something that I hold up as a standard for where I want Fat Loss Lifestyle School to go. And I realized that this model that we had created for our month-to-month coaching group clients was actually starting to look a lot like Planet Fitness or any of these other big box gyms where you just belong. You don't actually achieve anything. You aren't actually held accountable for anything, but you're just a member. You just belong. So that's what I want to talk about in this episode, is just sharing with you what I've learned about accountability and how that's going to influence everything that we do at Fat Loss Lifestyle School when you come to work with us, because it's a game changer. Real accountability is a game changer. Just belonging to something isn't. So let's get really clear, first of all, on what accountability isn't. First of all, I think a lot of people think accountability equals punishment. They think it's a threat. If you kind of get cringy when someone says the word accountability, yeah, it's probably because you equate it with punishment. Like, oh, if I don't do this thing, I'm going to get in trouble. If I don't do this thing, something is going to get taken away from me. That's not accountability. That's just fear. Number two, accountability is not a buddy system. A cheerleader is not holding you accountable. It might make you feel good. You know, having a buddy at the gym to take a class with might make you feel good. It might make you more likely to show up, but it's not real accountability. And this is something that I think a lot of people are getting wrong with, you know, these online programs where not everybody has a Facebook group. And hey, if you're in the Facebook group, you belong. You're here for accountability. No, you're really not. That's not holding you accountable, just being in there and talking to people and sharing recipes and having conversations. Again, it makes you feel good, but it's not accountability. It's support. It's community. And those things are important for lifestyle change, and we need those things as humans, but it's not accountability. We'll get into what accountability is in just a second. The third thing that accountability isn't is doing stuff. Let me explain what I mean by that. I think a lot of times when we join programs, hire coaches, join gyms or whatever, we have it in our head that we can just do stuff and get the results that we want. You know, it's the kind of half-ass approach, like the people who get the gym membership, but they don't actually use the whole gym or go onto the weight room floor. They just get on the elliptical trainer for 30 minutes and, hey, I went to the gym. I got on the elliptical trainer and watched a 30-minute episode of whatever, and then I went home. I went to the gym today. And then they wonder why 6 weeks, 6 months down the road, they still look exactly the same. Because you can do stuff, but that's not going to get you the results that you want. So doing a light version or doing 50% of what you need to do isn't going to get you the results that you want. It's not going to get you the outcomes that you want. That's not accountability. Doing-ish, you know, kind of close, sort of 50%, when I feel like it. That's not accountability. So I'm going to give you an example of what accountability looks like in real life. Because I think a lot of us haven't really had it. And when you finally get it, it's a game changer. It's amazing. I think back to when my husband and I first moved to North Carolina and we started working at a local gym, family-owned gym. And this gym had a couple trainers who had been there for years. They were absolutely beloved by the members. They ran these very popular boot camps. Pretty much, it seemed like all year long, there was always boot camps going on. And they were very, very cheap. I mean, like $99, and you could come like 3 or 4 times a week. It was like 8 weeks or something crazy for $99. By the time you break it down, you know, to how much you're paying for a session, I can get why the members loved it because it was crazy cheap. And you know, come to find out the trainers weren't really putting that much effort into it either. So I don't know, maybe it kind of worked for everyone. Everybody just got really comfortable with these big old boot camps. Oh, they're so fun. Oh, I'm so sweaty. Oh, I've been doing this boot camp for years. I just love him. He is just so motivating and fun. These are the kind of things that the members would tell my husband and I. We were like, what is the deal with these boot camps, right? But a few months into us working at this gym, we had a conversation with the owner and asked him if he would let us trial a new small group training program called GRIT. And some of you know what GRIT is because you're familiar with Les Mills. It's a group fitness company that provides group fitness programming for clubs around the world. And gosh, back in 2012, 2013, something like that, they came out with a program called GRIT. It's high intensity interval training. And it was initially created for clubs to use as a way of creating another revenue source for their instructors or personal trainers to do small group training. It was a paid program. So that's what we were going to run at this gym. And we set it up. We recruited members. A lot of members in the gym were very angry. They thought we were a threat to their beloved boot camp. They were angry that we were charging more than twice the amount of the boot camp and there weren't as many sessions. And oh, they're very angry. And they gave us a lot of dirty looks when they would walk past our little booth in the hallway. And that's fine. You know, we weren't taking away the boot camp. You do your boot camp. We're also going to do this. Do whatever you like. So we ran our GRIT session. And before we started with all of our clients, here's what we did. Here's where the accountability started. We took progress photos. We did fitness tests, like how many pushups they could do. We tested their cardio endurance. We tested their vertical jump. We tested how many squats they could do, et cetera. And we laid out a clear program for them. Here's how many times a week you're going to do GRIT with us. Here's what you're going to focus on in each workout. Here's who your coach is. Here's what you're going to be doing for your workouts when you're not with us in Grit. You're going to be lifting on the weight room floor. You're going to be taking a group fitness class, doing yoga, whatever. And here are some nutrition guidelines that Les Mills has laid out to help complement this program that we're doing. So right from the beginning, it was very, very different from the boot camp where, you know, you just pay a little money and you show up and you're there with 30 something other people and it's really fun and you just do stuff for an hour and you do it for years and you never look any different or get any fitter, but you feel like you're doing something, right? Because you're there, you belong, you're doing boot camp. Here's what happened. After 6 to 8 weeks, when we did another check-in with our Grit clients, night and day transformation. They lost inches. They lost body fat. They gained lean muscle mass. They gained strength. They gained endurance. Their performance in the workout. Some of them couldn't do, you know, a proper squat or push up, or they couldn't do a jump when they started the program. And now they could. And they couldn't just do one, they could do lots of them correctly. So we saw dramatic improvements in these clients because we loaded them up with accountability and real coaching at the beginning. And then as we went through the program with them over the course of so many weeks, we coached them along and we helped them make those adjustments to get them closer to the results that they wanted. So that's accountability. And we got better results for these clients in half the time. And yes, they paid more, but they got a better quality product and they got the results that they wanted faster. That's the difference. That's the difference between real accountability, real coaching, and just belonging to something, showing up and doing stuff. Accountability isn't what a lot of us think it is. Accountability is these three things. So here's what it really is. First of all, accountability is keeping the commitment that you set for yourself. When we're talking about fitness and nutrition, that's breaking down, you know, the result that you want at the end into goals, into steps. What are the things I have to do every day if I want to get that result? So meals, sleep, workouts, stress management, movement, drinking my water, making sure I'm eating vegetables. Am I actually doing these things? Because I think a lot of times we sign up for things, we hire people, we love to get lots of information and read about it, and we never actually do it. This is something that a former mentor of mine used to say, and it was so true. He would say people would rather be looking for a program to do than actually doing a program. And it's so, so true. So accountability is not just looking for a program, buying a program, reading about a program. It's actually doing it, like doing all those things every day that you need to do to get you to the results that you want. It's reliability. Like I said, I'm going to do these things. Am I actually doing them? That's accountability, keeping commitments. Real accountability, number two, is about high performance and high standards. It's not about fear or stress. When you're working with someone and there's real accountability in place, it should actually excite you because it's improving the likelihood that you're going to get what you want. You're going to get the outcome that you are working so hard for because you're not just doing the bare minimum anymore. You're not just staying comfortable, doing what you've always done because it's familiar, or it's easy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we all love that, myself included. I'm not any different than you. I am just as prone to stay in my comfort zone and be lazy and do the easy things as the next person. But that doesn't get me where I want to be, right? So I have a coach. I have somebody who holds me to a higher standard, who has those expectations. And it's not coming from a place of fear or stress. It's coming from a place of this coach knows what I want. They know how to get me there. And they're going to work with me through that journey, through that process. So it's partnership, it's coach and trainee, trainer, trainee. You're doing it together and it's nothing to be afraid of. I think every good coach has a coach. So even though I'm a coach and trainer, yeah, I almost always have a coach and trainer myself because I need this too. If left to my own devices, I would always take the easy route and I would not do things that are hard and I would do the things that I'm good at, the things that are comfortable and easy. but that's not going to get me where I want to be. It's not going to get you where you want to be. It's really easy for us to slide into what's easy and comfortable. And that's why we need a coach or a trainer, somebody to hold us accountable and set that bar for us, because we're absolutely capable of achieving it. A lot of times we don't think we are, but when you have somebody that sees the potential in you and holds you to that, and you see what you're really capable of, you'll realize you were cheating yourself before by just half-assing it and doing it halfway or not doing it all by staying where you are comfortable. Number three, accountability is about clear expectations. So remember when I gave the example of how we set our clients up at the beginning of our grit session, and that didn't happen with the boot campers. They just paid their $99 and showed up. There was no real measure. There was no data. There was no game plan. And as a result, they didn't get results. They just stayed the same. Some of them actually got injured. These boot camps were pretty famous actually for people getting injured, because a lot of the things that they were doing weren't safe and they weren't really being monitored by a trainer. It was just, you know, basically a big group fitness class where everybody was doing crazy stuff and the trainer wasn't really coaching form, technique, and helping people through the workout. So, you know, if people are just doing stuff, there's no clear expectation. There's no, you know, it's like getting in your car to go somewhere without directions. You have to have a game plan. And that's the beautiful thing about accountability, is it breaks things down for you into steps, into goals. How many times a week am I doing this? How many times a day am I doing this? What do I need to do on a daily, weekly, monthly, et cetera, basis for me to move in the direction that I want, to get the results that I want? So that is real accountability. It's not being afraid. It's not having a buddy system. It's not just doing stuff. Real accountability has teeth. It has substance. There is a relationship between a coach and a trainee. The coach provides the game plan. And here's the other thing that's really essential for accountability, real accountability to work. There have to be times where you touch base and you look at the data and you talk about how things are going. And these are opportunities, not something to be scared of, not something to avoid. You want these review sessions. You want this time with the person that you're working with, because it is an opportunity for you to get support. It's an opportunity for you to get praise and encouragement, and to talk about maybe what's not working and troubleshoot and figure out how to get things moving again, how to get things working better. Because a lot of times we can't see our own way out. You know, we need somebody from the outside to look at the situation and say, hey, have you tried this? Well, I think what's happening here is this. Let's try X, Y, and Z this week and see if that works better for you. That is the benefit of having a coach, having that outside set of eyes looking in on the situation and helping you work through those roadblocks and get you unstuck. So that's the other key thing that has to be there for it to be real accountability. There have to be check-ins, and you have to be kind of measuring and tracking, what does the data say? You know, are you achieving your goals? Are you keeping your commitments? If yes, awesome. If not, why not? And what can we do to turn that to a yes? So when these conversations happen early, it's really, really good for you as the person that's hiring the trainer or the coach, because you are going to feel empowered and confident and secure. And you're going to feel like, man, I'm actually working with somebody that knows what they're doing. They have a plan here. I'm not just paying to be a part of something. I'm not being handed this kind of fuzzy idea of, you know, things that I can do to kind of ish my way through it. A real coach with real accountability is going to give you a game plan and hold you to it and help you achieve those goals to get to the result that you want. A goal is not weight loss. And I know a lot of people think that, like when we say, as a trainer, I sit down with somebody, it's their, you know, first time, or they're thinking about doing our program. What goals do you have? I want to lose 30 pounds. That's not a goal. That's a result. That's an outcome. You do things, steps, goals to get to the result. So for an example, this person that tells me they want to lose 30 pounds, I would say that's not actually your goal. Your goal this week is going to be to walk for 30 minutes each day. It's going to be to drink 8 ounces of water 8 times a day, however many ounces of water this person needs, whatever. We're going to break it down into little steps each day so you hit your water goal. Your goal this week is to do 2 strength training workouts. Those are goals. Those are things that you can hit, that you can do every week. And if you do those things, the weight loss will naturally happen. It will happen as a byproduct of you doing the process. So I think a lot of us get confused when a trainer or a coach or somebody asks us, what's your goal? Well, the goal is not the outcome that you want, but the goals are the little things that you're going to achieve on your way to that end result. And the end result is, it's not a place that you arrive. Like this person who wants to lose 30 pounds, once they lose 30 pounds, that's not it. That's not the end of the journey. You keep going. You keep lifting the weights. You keep walking every day. You keep sleeping for 8 hours each night. You keep eating the vegetables and the protein because that's your lifestyle. And that's what's going to keep that 30 pounds off. Okay. So this is, again, this is the benefit of real accountability and real coaching, is these things are put in place at the beginning so that you have a clear game plan to move you forward that is actually going to get you there. It's not one of these situations where you come in thinking, my goal is to lose this many pounds. And, you know, by being a member of this thing, I'm being held accountable. And then what happens? Let's say you don't reach your quote unquote goal that week. Your goal was to lose 2 pounds. And if you didn't lose 2 pounds, how do you feel? You feel like crap. You feel disappointed. You feel discouraged. You feel resentful. You may even feel mad at your trainer and blame them because they didn't get you your goal. That's why this whole thing is backwards. That's why this whole idea that we all have about accountability and goals around fitness and nutrition is all backwards. And I probably haven't been as clear about this as I need to be with my own clients. And it's something that I'm going to change moving forward. And I wanted to share this with you guys because out there as consumers, these are things that you need to be looking for when you're going to sign up for a program, when you're going to sign up with a coach. If these things are missing, if they're not there, run. Do not pay $99 for the boot camp where you just come and show up and flail around for an hour and get yourself hurt and spin your wheels and waste your time. If you're going to invest, invest. Do it right. Go all in. Do the thing. That is what's going to get you where you want to be. And I will tell you before I close this episode up, one situation that I had happen just in this last, in the last couple of weeks where a client showed me a goal that they reached, quote unquote goal. I lost X percent body fat. It was a very small percentage. And it had happened over the course of 3 months. And I looked at that number and they were very excited, which is awesome. I don't want to take anything away from that achievement, that, you know, progress they made towards their goal. But what it said to me was it took them 3 months to lose that tiny percentage of body fat. Had they been dialed in with me, with real accountability, with a real game plan, instead of just belonging to something and feeling like they were doing something, I could have gotten her that result in a week. I know I could have. I do it all the time when I do one-on-one coaching with people. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant or to pat myself on the back, but that's just the reality of when you dial someone's nutrition in and you dial in their training and you get them hitting these little goals each week, numbers move. Things start to move in the right direction and they move much faster than they do when we're out there just flailing on our own. We don't have accountability when we don't have a game plan. So that highlighted to me my failure as a coach, how I let this person down. She doesn't feel let down, but I know that I let her down. So that's why we're making these changes with Fat Loss Lifestyle School. It's why I'm making changes in how I operate as a trainer and coach, because the Planet Fitness model, the bootcamp model, that's not what I'm about. And if you want the cheapest, that's not me. If you want the easiest, that's not me. But if you want what's real and what's effective and what's going to really, truly change you, and you're ready to invest in that, then I will help you all day long, every day, and let's get to work. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know what you think about this idea of accountability and goals. And do we have this whole thing wrong and backwards? Is this changing how you think about accountability for yourself and maybe the goals you set for yourself? let me know. I would love to continue this conversation together online. You can find me on Instagram at Fat Loss Lifestyle School. You can always show up in my inbox at LeslieAnn@FatLossLifestyleSchool.com. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it got you thinking. And I really enjoyed sharing with you what I've been learning lately about accountability. Thanks for listening.